The Girl on the Train, written by Paula Hawkins. The police think I'm a rubbernecker. They think I'm a stalker, a nutcase, mentally unstable. I should never have gone to the police station. I've made my own situation worse, and I don't think I've helped Scott, which was the reason I went there in the first place. He needs my help, because it's obvious the police will suspect that he's done something to her, and I know it isn't true because I know him. I really feel that, crazy as it sounds. I've seen the way he is with her. He couldn't hurt her. Okay, so helping Scott was not my sole reason for going to the police. There was the matter of the lie, which needed sorting out. The lie about me working for Huntington Whiteley. It took me ages to get up the courage to go into the station. I was on the verge of turning back and going home a dozen times, but eventually I went in. I asked the desk sergeant if I could speak to Detective Inspector Gaskill, and he showed me to a stuffy waiting room where I sat for over an hour until someone came to get me. By that time I was sweating and trembling like a woman on her way to the scaffold. I was shown into another room, smaller and stuffier still, windowless and airless. I was left there alone for a further 10 minutes before Gaskill and a woman, also in plain clothes, turned up. Gaskill greeted me politely. He didn't seem surprised to see me. He introduced his companion as Detective Sergeant Riley. She's younger than I am. Tall, slim, dark-haired, pretty in a sharp-featured, vulpine sort of way. She did not return my smile. We all sat down and nobody said anything. They just looked at me expectantly. I remember the man, I said. I told you there was a man at the station. I can describe him. Riley raised her eyebrows ever so slightly and shifted in her seat. He was about medium height, medium build, reddish hair. I slipped on the steps and he caught my arm. Gaskill leaned forward, his elbows on the table, hands clasped together in front of his mouth. I think he was wearing a blue shirt. This is not actually true. I do remember a man, and I'm pretty sure he had reddish hair, and I think that he smiled at me, or smirked at me, when I was on the train. I think that he got off at Whitney, and I think he might have spoken to me. It's possible I might have slipped on the steps. I have a memory of it, but I can't tell whether the memory belongs to Saturday night or to another time. There have been many slips, on many staircases. I have no idea what he was wearing. The detectives were not impressed with my tale. Riley gave an almost imperceptible shake of her head. Gaskill unclasped his hands and spread them out, palms upwards, in front of him. Okay, is that really what you came here to tell me, Miss Watson? He asked. There was no anger in his tone. He sounded almost encouraging. I wished that Riley would go away. I could talk to him. I could trust him. I don't work for Huntington Whiteley any longer, I said. Oh? He leaned back in his seat, looking more interested. I left 3 months ago. My flatmate, well, she's my landlady, really. I haven't told her. I'm trying to find another job. I didn't want her to know because I thought she would worry about the rent. I have some money. I can pay my rent, but anyway, I lied to you yesterday about my job, and I apologize for that.